Hello friends, welcome to another new episode of your podcast Marity. In the last few days, we talked about the changing situation in India and the world and our strategic policies. Today we are going to talk about it in its next part. Let's take a look at today's situation or take a quick look before going into the background of India's much talked about East Look policy. As you know, relations between India and China have deteriorated to the present day. 14 rounds of talks have failed and yet the border dispute is still unresolved. The important thing is that our esteemed army chiefs have slammed China. India is not silent now but will respond as it is. The dispute between India and China is not about the current situation. By the time China annexed Tibet, India had abandoned the issue as part of its internal affairs, but when the betrayal took place in 1962, India woke up and some quarrels continued on the Pakistan border. The border is calming down after the 1965 war. In Bangladesh, in the early 1970s, when dissatisfaction erupted in Pakistan, India was aided by Russia, its true friend in the Bangladesh liberation struggle. What a great adventure it was for the USSR. In all of this, India's economic progress has been somewhat neglected, as in the case of China. 2 years after India, China published its five-year policy, and when comparing India and China, the example of the Chinese panda and the Indian elephant is always given. He was omnipresent. China, however, focuses only on military and technological progress. Anyway, let's take a look at the current conflict in Ukraine. The Russo-Ukrainian War, 59, is an ongoing and protracted conflict that began in February 2014, involving mainly Russian and pro-Russian forces on one side and Ukraine. Second, supported by NATO and the European Union. The war is centered around Crimea and parts of the Donbass, which are internationally recognized as part of Ukraine. There are also reports that the US is evacuating its embassy in Kiev, Ukraine. These tensions between Russia and Ukraine have also increased the risk of war between the superpowers. The United States has already warned Russia of a possible war. Britain and Canada have also begun delivering military aid and ammunition to Ukraine and France. In April last year, Russian troops began training near the Ukrainian border. When tensions escalated, war games were called off. But there are still more than 100,000 Russian troops stationed on the Ukrainian border. According to US intelligence, Russia could launch a military strike on Ukraine at any time. Britain has begun supplying anti-tank weapons to Ukraine. Canada also sent special forces. The first shipment of weapons was sent from the United States to Ukraine. According to reports, the United States has sent 90 tons of military equipment to Ukraine, including dangerous weapons. The US-led North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, has also put pressure on Russia over its decision to provide military force to Ukraine. Accordingly, NATO has begun sending fighter jets and warships to Eastern Europe. The overall situation is serious. Of course, it would be interesting to see how the Russian president views this situation. The only thing India wants is for Russia and China not to grow closer for this reason. Now let's look at today's basic issue, that is, India's policy towards the East. The objectives of the Look East policy were to enhance India's extensive economic and strategic ties with the countries of Southeast Asia, to establish India as a regional power and to balance China's influence in the region. This policy is based on PV. The Narasimha Rao government started the year 1991, was seen as a new direction and new opportunity from India's foreign policy perspective and was implemented by the Vajpayee government and the Manmohan Singh government during their tenure. In September 2012, the then Minister of State for Manpower Development, D.S. Parandeshwari reaffirmed the government's East Look policy to promote trade through eastern ports. He said that this has increased India's trade with East and Southeast Asia, and the country's east coast has become an important part of the world's maritime trade. 4. In support of India's policy, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also stated that her country would actively support India's Look East policy, and that the Obama administration has valued the Asia-Pacific region from the very beginning. 5. However, the United States also has its own interests in the region and has tightened its grip on the region between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. Wants to balance China's growing power. In fact, this policy is the result of a new global and regional outlook, balance of power and the coordination of foreign policy with the then Finance Minister Manmohan Singh, India's new economic policies that emerged after the end of the Cold War. As the original architect. Given the recent results, there are many reasons to believe that India has benefited from this policy and has been able to further strengthen its ties with these countries in the East. Just as India is pursuing a Look East policy, Thailand is pursuing a Look West policy, and the two policies come together at the same point. 2. India has repeatedly criticized China. This is an attempt to make it clear that the policy is not for China. The Cold War had just ended. India had adopted the direction of economic liberalization. We began to look at neighboring countries in terms of economic and strategic relations. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has described the change as a sign that India has changed its outlook on the world and India's place in the global economy. India's main objective is to strengthen economic and military dominance while enhancing relations with the countries of the East. It is a political initiative to promote economic, strategic and cultural ties with the vast Asia-Pacific region. They are two sides of the same coin, two different, but India towards the Asia-Pacific region represents the evolutionary stages of its policy. Let's stop here today and see you again soon with a new topic. Thank you. Thanks to the overwhelming support of all of you, the podcast is now also available on Marathi, Amazon Music and Audible.